Friday the 13th, August 2004. Hurricane Charley is predicted to hit West Florida in 8 hours. Hundreds of thousands of people shutter up their windows, and 1.5 million leave the area. But one person heads in the wrong direction. Mike Tice is a professional storm chaser. He gets his highs from high winds. He's filmed many hurricanes and tornadoes, and he knows Charley is going to be big. This is the storm he has waited for all his life.
There's the eyes.
Tice took shelter near a gas station.
The storm actually deepened very fast and became a Category 4 hurricane, and the winds were just unbelievable.
Within 10 minutes, the gas station was no more. Tice had achieved his ambition. Charley's winds reached speeds up to 145 miles per hour.
That has to be the wildest thing I've ever went through in my life. Holy cow. I've been wanting to experience something like that firsthand since I was a little kid, and I finally did.
Tice's footage is terrifying evidence of just how dangerous the wind can be. Hurricane Charley left more than 25 people dead, made tens of thousands homeless, and caused up to $15 billion of damage. There is a simple law of weather. The faster the wind blows, the more dangerous it can be. The winds in Hurricane Charley peaked at 145 miles per hour. But is this the worst the winds can get? One place to find out is here. The wind on Mount Washington in New Hampshire exceeds hurricane speeds on over 100 days a year. According to the Guinness Book of Records, this is the world's windiest place. The Mountains Observatory is staffed by meteorologists year-round. On a spring day, a few meteorologists alone in a hut on the summit recorded one of the great moments in weather science. An anemometer on the roof was linked to a sounding device inside the hut. At 1:21 p.m. on April 12th, it went wild. The meteorologists on duty timed the clicks and calculated the wind speed.
1.75, 1.43, 1.42, 1.23.
It came to 231 miles per hour, a gust they recorded in their log, and which blew them away with astonishment. This terrifying gust was nearly 100 miles per hour faster than the winds in Hurricane Charley. It was the fastest wind ever measured by a weather station, a record still held today. On the scale of hurricane winds, it would be at the top of the range, a Category 5. Hurricane Charley was devastating, but it was only a Category 4.